producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day program. We are really a big deal. Jennifer Horn is a big deal.
A big deal.
Rich McFadden is a big deal.
Oh, huge.
And I am actually a big deal, in case you didn't know.
Bigger than huge.
Okay, so we've been paying attention to the similarities between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, and one of them is that they say huge or huge in a New York sort of way. Bernie Sanders, people are trying to make a big deal. I suppose maybe one of the trending stories at DougSteffen.com is that he's the first Jewish person to win a presidential primary. Remember Joe Lieberman, Richie, who was vice presidential candidate with Al Gore. He was running for president as well and was in primaries. I don't have to check that out. But he didn't win. See, this is the difference. Bernie Sanders won. So does that mean...
He's the first Jew to ever win a primary.
So why is that a big deal? Somebody want to help me?
It's always a big deal when it's a first, Dougie. Look at the first black president. Big deal.
I thought, by the way, watching Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton on the stage last night, he looked old.
What's
hunched
going on
over
with him?
Yeah,
I
saw him yesterday. His head looked really big, and he looked really skinny.
You know what it is? Yeah. He's gone vegan. And I'm telling you, not only are you not happy because you don't get to eat anything good, but your body is starving for...
Really?
Meat and cheese, yes.
No, that's the case.
Why would Bill
Trust
go
me,
vegan?
Look at him.
Why did he go vegan?
Well, because his heart. He's got a real problem with his heart. So
eat some fish.
He ate a lot of hamburgers in his day. So, anyway, I thought it was
jogging
interesting.
And then he'd like run through McDonald's on his way.
There you go.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. All right, Flint, Michigan, another place where I started this here. You heard it here first. Jennifer was trying to give me kudos earlier for being the first one to talk about the helmets 4, 5, 6 years ago. I think I was easily the first one that was on this, at least on a national level. And now it's become so ridiculous. It's so sad. It's so unnecessary. It just deals with the worst part of humanity. So the Flint mayor says yesterday, they've got to come up with $55 million to replace all of the city's lead pipes. Hello. The water had lead in it, and did it activate the lead in the pipes? Is the lead in the pipes bad? Yeah. But they were using lead pipes before when they used the water that came out of the lake, and they didn't have this problem. So, yes, lead pipes need to be replaced. That's very true. But is that the cause of the problem? No. 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 Imagine having a bottle of water franchise somewhere around Flint. What a great business. Woo. So anyway, for those of you who don't remember, the city switched off the Detroit water system it was actually 2014, in order to save some money. Turns out it was not a good idea. The water isn't treated properly. Lead leaching not only from the pipes, but it was in the water in the river. So a lot of children are now showing high levels of lead, and this could have all kinds of consequences. Woof, man, what a mess. So removing the pipes is a good idea, but that does, imagine what it's going to be like to drive in that city. From now until whenever they get this fixed. I know Framingham we had a $14 million rehab of some of the old lead pipes that were in town here. And the city's been dug up. The town's been dug up for 3 or 4 years. So if they're going to spend, in this circumstance, that whole city needs to be dug up. Not just the streets, but the whole city is a mess. So anyway, I thought that it was something that we ought to have a moment or two to focus on. The other thing that is before, as you heard me talk about this in a negative way, the Zika virus. There is a Dutch nonprofit organization that now is going to provide free abortions for women who want to have one if they're in a Zika affected region. Now, I told you when we started talking about this that it wasn't just going to be a medical story. It was going to start to be we'll go back to talking about abortions, and that'll bring this thing back to the surface and how immoral it is and yada, yada, yada. And so in this circumstance, here's yet another page in this story where this organization is going to provide. Now, see, what will be the controversy here is that women are going to be given, if I understand this correctly, an abortion whether they know they have a fetus that has a Zika. But all you have to do is go into this place, like Planned Parenthood in Holland. And they will, if you say you're concerned about the Zika virus and maybe having it may have affected your child, I'd like to have an abortion. And they say, okay, we'll do it and we won't charge you for it. So that'll create a whole new round of animosity, maybe some intelligent discussion about the educational aspects of this. But it is, I believe that this thing, and it's shameful how the World Health Organization has taken this, trumpeted it to the news media, and really, especially this time of year here where we are, because we have frost in most areas, mosquitoes can't survive. Okay, so what happens in the spring when they can? Will this stuff spread around? I'm not convinced. I'm taking a deep breath here because I'm certainly not an expert. But I do form an opinion based on, hopefully, intelligent reading and exposure to different ideas. I just don't see that this thing is going to be the calamity that people think, especially if you're using, if there was an experiment on one of the TV shows, wasn't it the morning show the other day, Richie?
Yeah.
They had DEET. You put on mosquito spray, and the mosquitoes don't come to you.
The lab fixes the problem. The scientist puts his hand in the box, in the glass box, with no protection on, and mosquitoes are all over.
Freaks me out.
Then he puts his hand in with the DEET on, and the mosquitoes don't even go near him.
Right.
I'm going to Columbia this summer.
Yeah.
So I'll try no DEET and DEET.
I hope you make it back.
I'll tell you the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I told you, three of my wife's cousins have had the virus.
Yeah.
And they're fine. I mean, obviously they're older than childbearing age, so they don't have to worry
make
about that.
Difference. Yeah. See, that's what it is. It's only going to affect
women.
It's
just the light flu.
If you're right, that's all it is. In a moment, what does Kanye West have to say about Bill Cosby? You'll be on the edge of your chairs, I'm sure, waiting for that. Up next here on Good Day, it's 14 past
the hour.
Welcome
to Staples. Staples Guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event?
Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price participation vary.
I'm
Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
17 after the hour, Doug Steph. Stephen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and R. McFadden, etc. Kanye West defending Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Cosby facing a litany of sexual assault allegations. Obviously, he has not consulted with Gloria Allred on this. He was tweeting yesterday that poor Bill Cosby is innocent. Innocent of what would be the question that I would have. Innocent of having a clue, innocent of molesting these women.
That's what I would imagine he's probably going
for. Yes, I'm sure it is. Yeah. Well, you know, what's the old expression?
I heard a cut last week when he was in Philadelphia going into court. And we love you, Bill. We love you, Bill. I mean, he's got
So are we all wrong supporters. On this?
No, I mean, it reminds me of when OJ, you know? Yeah. People just didn't.
Anybody watching that show, by the way?
I have it on my DVR. You know, I think that there is a little bit to it. I mean, I'm sure that he's guilty, and he's probably well known for being a womanizer. But his court case with Janice Dickinson just got thrown out, so that's a win for the cause, right?
Speaking of court cases, the Supremers have blocked the climate change rules. Mm-hmm. Remember the executive action? We're going to do this.
Not so fast.
The clean power plan is on hold for now. Maybe it'll be on hold long enough to have a new president in the office. Not that there isn't a relationship, because there is. Not that we don't have a problem with global warming, because we do. But is it all caused by men and women? And do we have to go to these extreme lengths? Look at the budget yesterday that was proposed. Almost $4 trillion. And how much money is aimed at this sort of thing? It's like throwing money out into the ocean and letting the fish eat it.
Programs that he wants to cut?
Say again?
With the new budget. So he's got all this spending, but then he's cut a little bit from the budget. And they're all programs about border security, programs about teaching abstinence. I mean, all these things that are kind of like conservative, you know, points he's pulling out and spending more money on this stuff.
Well, it creates more of a rift between him and the other party. There's no working
through
stuff.
That's what I'm hopeful for.
My way or the highway.
That's what I'm hopeful for, whoever wins, whoever knows how to negotiate.
The proposal for outfitting border patrol agents with body cameras is part of what's in there.
So ridiculous.
So that they can rip them apart like the cops in Chicago and Detroit do when they go out and they don't want to be filmed doing whatever it is that they do. So you just destroy. This is the new thing now. Since we found out about this a week or so ago, what was going on in Chicago, it's come to light that most police are doing this, or if they hadn't thought of it before, they're doing it now. They just, if they don't want to be held accountable, responsible, rip them out. And then what do? Do you justify firing a policeman because he does that? Or is the union going to get involved in stopping him? What is going to happen? The accountability is great. But these guys in their cars, they can rip the batteries out. They can rip the microphones out. They can rip the wires out. So, what are you going to do? Hello? It's 21 after the hour. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a deep breath.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
All right, let's do this. I got minds to twist and values to warp. Mr. Tyler,
your Skittles portrait.
That is E to the Z ooh, tweedly disgusting.
You haven't heard me sing diddly ding yet.
Dream on.
Higher.
Dream on.
I think a little higher.
Dream on. Dream on.
Rock the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
So, you may remember if you watched that event last Sunday on TV, they called it the Super Bowl. It was a Steven Tyler commercial for Skittles, and it featured a portrait of Tyler done made up of Skittles, the candy, the different colors, kind of like M&M's, except there's a different flavor to them. They don't have chocolate.
Not chocolate inside.
No. So anyway, that is now up for auction. The portrait of Steven Tyler up for auction. What do you suppose it'll bring? What's something like that? Hey, the
a
world
lot.
Is crazy.
Yeah, somebody
come up with.
Right. Somebody will pay stupid money for it.
Somebody, I mean, isn't it amazing what some people, that's really the way to look at it, Richie. It is stupid money. It was placed up for auction. The high bid was so far $5,100 by yesterday afternoon. So that's not real stupid money. They used 20,000 Skittles to make the portrait and weighed 50 pounds. That was kind of interesting. So would you pay $5,100 for that thing?
Nope.
No.
Yeah. Would you pay
$5,100? For $5,100, Steven Tyler would have to come to my house, hit that high note, and have his head explode in my living room.
Yeah.
That,
well,
that would be a story.
Yeah,
and a half.
I would
right.
do that.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so I have that story at DougSteffen.com. Also today in the music department, there is a settlement to be announced. Warner Music has taken care of the problem that so many of us didn't know we had, that we couldn't use Happy Birthday. Yep. Did you realize that you're still not supposed to be singing Happy Birthday? Because Warner Music owns it. And so there was a...
Look at you, you rebel. You're just flashing it in their face.
I know, right, exactly. That's me, Hollywood Reporter.
It's DougSteffen.com for all the lawyers driving around listening.
All right, help yourself. Take your best shot. I dare you. This song goes back to 1935. And normally after, what is it, 10 years, 12 years, supposed to go to public domain, I think?
No, it's more like 50 years.
Is it 50?
Mm.
Okay, well, whatever it is. Most people figure that this had gone beyond the point of being worried about in the public domain department. But Warner Music was trying to challenge this. They were looking to get more money. And I don't know where they were going to get the money from. I guess it would be pretty much the way any other song. If we play it on the radio, there's a BMI, there's a license agreement that requires that you pay X number of pennies each time you air a particular song. And that's what they wanted to do. So I don't know where the $14 million is going, though. Anybody got a, they were going to, they have collected $50 million in the past 25 years in licensing fees for the music company. The Warner Music people wanted to hold on to it, but now there's somehow or other they're going to get paid $14 million. But I don't know by who. It's not clear here to me where that money's coming from. But isn't it funny? The reason that I bring it up is because
the $14 million goes to anybody who paid a licensing fee for the song in the past.
Oh, and the it was like a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting?
Because now it's going to be public domain, and so they don't own the royalties.
Yeah. Isn't it, though, interesting that these things are going on all around us every day, and most people don't even know these sorts of things are going on? The world is so...
But you know what? Just because you don't know it doesn't mean that the law will avoid it.
No, right, exactly.
Wow, Warner Music was making $2 million a year on that song.
Yeah, through BMI, ASCAP, that sort of thing. Carlos Santana said about the Supertime half... Super Bowl halftime show, it ought to have live music. Real live music. I thought, weren't they singing, or was that...
Yeah, there was a lot of lip-syncing going on, and not live music, that's for sure. But he was upset because they were in San Francisco and didn't use any Bay Area bands like Journey or Steve Miller or him.
Yeah. Wow, it's all about him. Carlos, you're probably right on that. 28 after on Good Day.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn Acoustic Electric Guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $212, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% starting tomorrow at Guitar Center.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 2 dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4747. That's code 4747.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
After the hour, Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn. Did I say endum? I probably should have
said endum.
What's her name?
Rich McFadden. Her, him, it. Okay, so I'm going to do this a different way than you wanted me to do this, Richie.
Okay.
I'm going to have a 2020 news quiz question that will lead us into a discussion. It was thought at the time that her name was pronounced Riley Hunter, but apparently it's Real, R-I-E-L-L-E, Real Hunter?
Riel.
Okay.
Superman's sister.
Got it. Okay. 888-302-3684, 2020 News Quiz. You got a few minutes. We'll get to the story by 20 of the hour, but maybe before, if somebody can remember who Riel, what's that, how to pronounce it again? Riel. Hunter.
Close enough.
Who is this lady? Why would we be talking about her, but not necessarily now? What was her deal? Why was it an important conversation several years ago? I would say, I give you a clue, it had to do with someone in a rather large political circle. All right, is that good enough? That's enough of a hint, right?
Now a dirtbag.
She's a dirtbag, or the guy's a dirtbag?
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah, he is a dirtbag.
She's a dirtbag, too.
She's kind of a dirtbag, too, yeah.
Lovely. Yeah.
I'm not going to let the dirt fall off of her.
Okay, so who is she? And after we identify who she is, I'll tell you what the
story
is. She's
in the news again because she's talking.
She is talking. That's what we do. We're not in the news, though. We talk all the time.
Yeah, but...
Should we stop talking, get in the news, or we start talking again?
A little bit different.
Yes, it is. All right, 888-302-3684. What is her story and why are we talking about this? All right, 888-302-3684. Some people are talking about the $4.2 trillion budget, which is basically dead on arrival as it ought to be. I don't even want to go there, frankly. The Midwest big problems with the weather around the country, although the people in California are happy because they're getting rain. It is kind of warm on the West Coast this week. The weather was the subject of a lot of input at facebook.com/good day and Twitter at good day yesterday, because I was talking about the weather. So we had some input from people all around the country. Greg said it was snowing yesterday, 24 in Detroit. Roberta in Tucson said it was 77 and sunny. Let's see here. Tampa, Tom, 53 degrees and windy. And Meredith said it was really cold yesterday down there. Didn't get above 60 in Florida. Anna says, let's see, Hibbing, Minnesota, minus 21 degrees. Northwesterly winds, 20 miles an hour. Woo! Let's see. Maya is in Hilo on.
Why?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is a contrast. Let's see, about 3 o'clock in the morning, mid 60s in Hawaii, went up to the low 70s.
Cold, actually, for Hawaii.
Yeah, it isn't warm. No, you're right, exactly. Let's see here. Dallas, who posted a photo reading zero in Orr, Minnesota. John's in Wasilla, Alaska, 27 degrees yesterday there. So at least a couple of samplings of what the weather was like. But the flooding, there is a lot of concern about the amount of snow. You see, I don't understand it. We need snow in Los Angeles to get water for our
water
system.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't. Some people like it and some people don't like it. It just depends on where you are. And I think the skiing is great up there, right? Look at the skiing. But I'm looking at some pictures of some flooding around this last month or so. Oof. Look at the water in the Midwest. And some of it has washed a lot of good dirt down the Mississippi. You know, the surface water will drain off the soil and make for not pleasant position for farmers. So what they have, if you've noticed, at the mouth of the Mississippi, they have barges there now, and they're trying to pick up the dirt and put it on barges so they can bring it back to shore, dry it off. I don't know what they do with it after that, but it's pretty interesting to see how, I mean, this is in essence Mother Nature at work, right? This is how deserts are created. You all wonder, if you look back over the history, the topographical history of our planet, where there is desert now, there used to be lots of fertile land, and vice versa. The North American continent was basically rock and sand back about 3 billion years ago. Do you know that? And that was when it was connected to Europe and to, you look at South Africa. I'm sorry, look at Africa, the continent, and South America, and you see how they used to be together, but over the billions of years, the planet separated them apart. And the same thing has happened with America. The whole shape of our country and this half of the hemisphere is a lot different. And that's because things change, and they're continuing to change, and that's why we have climate change, and that's why we have things that are earthquakes and all this other stuff. But we take it day by day, sometimes minute by minute, and when you see these floods, torrential downpours, woof, you get kind of worried about it.
I'm wolfing a lot today. Are you feeling okay?
I feel fine. Why? You don't think I
said... You need a treat, boy? Come on. Down off the couch.
That was Charlotte. Charlotte was boof. Remember Charlotte when she used a boof in here?
Yeah.
Boof.
Boof.
I can finally talk about Charlotte somewhat, although when I move out of the house, I think that's going to be a day and a half. Woof. Hey, there I am.
There
it
is.
See? Told you it's a woofing day.
It's a woofing day. It is. Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, 20 before the hour, I promised we'd get an answer to this question about Rial Hunter. Did I do that okay?
You did.
It's pretty close, yeah.
Okay, all right. Here, so who do we have? Let's see who we've got here. I'll talk to Dottie, who has the relationship information. Dottie, hello. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Well, thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good. A little bit of snow here, but not much.
Nah, but you're not worried about the weather, are you? It's wintertime.
No. Yeah. I'm from Ohio originally, so I don't care about it.
Well, in Ohio, it's worse.
I know it is. It's terrible.
Thankful you're where you are, yeah. All right. So why are we focused on this name? What does Rial Hunter have to do with anything or anybody?
Well, she was the lady that had an affair with John Edwards while his wife had cancer. And if I'm not mistaken, she had a child.
Right.
So I don't know what she's doing today. I really haven't heard
that.
And I know who she is.
We brought this up. Thank you. You're fine. I'm going to send you a copy of that book, by the way, that I keep talking about all the time. that my friend Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work, you'll find it very inspirational. So I'll give you that. The reason that we're talking about this is because she appeared on Steve Harvey's daytime program. And, Rich, I think you got a little audio from that, have you not?
You know, now, when the allegations first surfaced, John Edwards initially denied the affair and even allowed a close aide to claim paternity for their child. How did you go along with it? How was it presented to you that this is how we're going to present this?
Oh, I just thought that was insane. I mean, I thought the whole thing was insane. But why I went along with it was I was afraid that my daughter, who was unborn at that time, would not have a dad. And I also didn't want to hurt anybody. Like, it was in the middle of a campaign, and I didn't want to be the one to bring down an entire campaign.
Were you really in love with him at the
time? Oh, my God, madly in love. This was not a frivolous relationship. I mean, we were together for 9 years.
Jeez.
I mean, what was it that made
you... We still love each other. We're not together, but we still love each other.
Really?
Yes, very much so.
So why aren't they together? I guess that'd be my question.
Mm.
Where is he now? What's going on with him?
He is a personal injury lawyer in North Carolina, and I just looked up his net worth. He's worth anywhere between $30 and $50 million.
Well, that's what he did before he went into politics.
He's chasing it. Well, remember he had that medical company. The family had a pharmaceutical company, and they had a bunch of money. So he's chasing ambulances and probably skirts.
Yeah. Huh. John Kerry, vice president candidate in 2004.
Yep.
Oh, how the mighty can fall.
Oh, yeah, my God. What are you thinking?
But I don't know how the 9-year affair thing. Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how, as a woman, you can stay with someone in an affair situation for that long. And part two of that is, how do you do that to your wife who's dying of cancer? I mean, can't you just
remember
hold
that?
Out? I mean, she was literally fighting for her life. And I mean, I know there's pressures, and I, you know, we shouldn't judge, but it's
why?
Like, well, you shouldn't judge what somebody else is going through. I'm sure it was probably difficult for him, but it's like, give me a break. I mean, can't you just wait? Ugh.
Ugh. You think most of the women you know felt the same way, Jinja?
Yes, I think, especially because Elizabeth Edwards was a very likable, beautiful, inspirational person.
Yeah.
You know, politics and everything aside, people just liked her.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Remember when she had the record crusade? I'll never forget that. You remember that? She was all over lyrics and things.
No, that was, what's her face? That was, oh, come on. What do I want to call her?
Tipper Gore. Oh, okay. But for me, they were both...
They were both the same?
Sort of one and the same. Maybe that's not fair.
Al never cheated.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to call your attention to before we pause for a moment here, the story at DougStephan.com from today's show, the story of David and Yvonne, who were having a great time as a couple. They were testing out their new Fitbits to get in shape for the springtime. Yvonne seemed to be on the fritz, her watch on the fritz, so somebody on the internet gave them some incredible information. Yvonne's data showed that she spent 10 hours in the fat-burning zone, but wasn't burning a lot of calories and wasn't very active that day. In addition, the numbers showed her heart rate had been high, and so David posted on a Fitbit forum on Reddit about his predicament, asking users if there was something wrong with her sensor. And then a fellow user asked, has she experienced anything really stressful in the last few days, or is it a possibility that she's pregnant? And from that, they found out that she was. So her Fitbit data was how they discovered she was pregnant.
There you go.
Is that amazing?
Grab on those bracelets, lady.
Good Lord. The poll, as a matter of fact, today at DougStephan.com asks you whether you have a Fitbit or other wearable fitness tracker. I don't, but I know somebody who does, because I got it. Yes, and I love it is A. B, yes, but I don't use it is B. C, not yet, but I'm getting one soon. D, nope, and I doubt I'll get one. E, I don't know what those are. Richie, have you got a Fitbit?
Got mine on right now.
Have you? Jen?
I sure do.
So how is that different? Doesn't the watch, the iPhone, give you that?
It does the same thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. It really is. Mine doesn't play music, but it can control my music on my phone.
Uh-huh.
So really, this Garmin activity tracker that I have on
does
everything that an iWatch does, and I paid $150 for it.
Ah. I paid more than that for the one that I got and gave. But it was, it's an interesting, fascinating thing. What I find interesting about the iPhone, I'm sorry, the iWatch, what do they call it? iWatch, right?
Yeah.
It has to have an iPhone with it in order to work.
Yes.
If you don't have the iPhone with it, it doesn't work.
Well, this does too. I mean, I won't be able to read texts on my Garmin activity tracker if it's not synced to my phone. I also won't be able to tell the weather if it's not synced to my phone. Mm. So it still does steps and heart rate, but all the other features are tied to your phone.
Poll from yesterday at DougStephan.com focusing on ice cream because the new Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I walked by last night. I was in Manchester yesterday afternoon and went, what a madhouse. And one of the things that I was watching as I walked up, and I had to walk 11 blocks from where I could park the car to get back into the place where all the candidates were. And I walked by a Ben and Jerry's, and they're touting these new ice creams that are made from almond milk. Mm-hmm. And that's what we talked about yesterday. And then the poll, do you often have ice cream, or how often do you have it? Let's see here. 26% said once in a while. 25% of you who answered the question at DougStephan.com said a couple times a month. See here. 16% said it's too cold to think about ice cream. 15% said a couple times a week they have ice cream. 10% said almost every day. 6% said I can't remember the last time I had ice cream. 5% said I can't eat ice cream anymore. I'm afraid that's where I got to find this almond stuff because the dairy is not agreeing with me. And I think, you know, I wonder often, I'm wondering out loud now, when most of you know I'm a dairy farmer and I was selling raw milk at my dairy store at the farm and I was drinking it. I grew up on raw milk. But whenever I, whether I went back to being sensitized, for a long time I've had issues that come about as a result of having a gluten in my diet and dairy in the diet, kind of phlegmy, that kind of stuff. And I got away from it because I was able to drink the raw milk. And I just use milk on my cereal anyway. That's all. I don't drink it, per se. But I was making ice cream or getting ice cream made out of it. And so now I'm back to the regular milk because we don't have raw milk on the farm anymore. And I'm really, really choked up. And I wonder if that isn't something a lot of you who have that same problem, if you eliminate dairy and go to things like, I love ice cream, and I've stayed away from it this last year because of a lot of different things, but I want to try this Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It seems, or it feels, I mean, let's get some, how about Cherry's Garcia made from that ice cream? That'd be a good deal. But they're trying it, and so we asked that poll question yesterday to see what you thought about ice cream. There's nothing better than really good ice cream. 50, where are we now, Richie? Looks like 49 past the hour on Good Day.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Millions of us are going to send or give flowers to someone for Valentine's Day. Sometimes the hardest part is what to say in that note. Hannah Brencher, founder of a global initiative, The World Needs More Love Letters, partners with Teleflora this Valentine's Day to help coach America on the art of penning a love note for your Valentine.
The simple
gesture of writing a love note is powerful and has motivated, inspired, and uplifted hundreds and thousands of people. However, finding the right words of expression for those we love, whether it's your husband, your girlfriend, mother, or friend, can be really difficult. For 1 week, February 3rd through the 12th, the folks at Teleflora are unveiling a free new service, the Teleflora Love Note Concierge. Simply call 844-8-IS-LOVE, and a team of professional love note experts will be on call to help you write a loving sentiment that celebrates that one-of-a-kind love in your life.
Win the heart of your Valentine by sending Teleflora flowers and a love note. Call 844-IT-IS-LOVE and share your one-of-a-kind love at hashtag WhatIsLove.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You know, it's funny. Some of us will never, ever find true love.
Like, take, for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there and that lady with the sideburns and basically everybody at table nine.
I want to make you smile whenever you're sad.
What a wonderful movie.
Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I want to do is grow old with you.
Do you have any experience?
No, sir, I have no experience, but I'm a big fan of money. I like it. I use it. I have a little. I keep it in a jar on top of my refrigerator. I'd like to put more in that jar. That's where you come in.
If the furnace breaks, oh, it could be so nice to grow old with you.
Please get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up.
I miss you.
I find him to be. I used to remember how many years ago, Richie, I couldn't stand him, and now I find him so appealing.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
So he's singing Grow Old With You from the movie The Wedding Singer. Wasn't Owen Wilson in this, too? Who else was in this?
No.
Who's in this movie? Well, I'm thinking of Wedding Crashers.
That's whose guitar he's using right
now. Really? That's
Billy
right. Yeah, right. Number one movie this week in 1998. They want to grow old with you. So that's a good way to set the tone. Where do we find Chucker or not? What's going on with Chucker?
We haven't found Chucker.
I haven't found him.
He's
all right.
MIA. So if anybody's seen Chucker, please tell him to call in. We're worried.
Or if you'd like to do movie news, 888-302.
We're accepting applications.
54. 55 past the hour on Good Day.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get a two for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
56 change half the hour. Jennifer and Richie are here. Chucker seems to have gotten lost in a snowbank. Or maybe he's just upset because Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump won. I want to know who's going to play them in the movie. There has to be a movie about this. Doesn't there
well,
have
Trump
to be?
Well, Larry play David. Himself. Yeah. And Larry David would play Bernie Sanders.
All right, so go down. Who plays some of the other characters? Who plays Jeb Bush? Who plays Kasich?
You got to get Will Ferrell to play Jeb Bush. I mean, if
that'd
he can
be
do,
a good one.
If he can do George, Jordan he can definitely Bush. Do Jeb.
Right, yep, okay. Who plays Marco Rubio?
Tom Cruise.
I don't think so.
Who's the short Spanish comedian, the Colombian comedian? That's really funny.
I was thinking Leguizamo. I can never pronounce
it. Yeah, John Leguizamo.
That's what you're thinking of? Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, the information from Disney in the profit department. How many people want to know how much money Disney has made from franchises like Frozen or from
Star Wars?
Star Wars. Okay, not only did The Force Awakens smash records at the box office all over the world, it also pushed toy sales. And why I bring in Frozen is because heretofore, up to the point of the release of The Force Awakens, Frozen had been an unbelievable, and I kind of lost this. You have a daughter who loves it, so you were on top of it, Richie.
All over it.
I never, ever believed and thought, I mean, I heard some of the music from it, oh, isn't that nice? But I didn't realize it was the phenomenal success that it
huge.
Was everywhere.
It's a great movie.
Huge.
It's so cute.
Yeah. It was huge. Huge. Are we going to overdo that? We're going to be overdoing that. Okay, so anyway, so if you thought that was big, according to the end of month reports, because you know all these people, the big companies, they have reports every month now. And so even though The Force Awakens is still out there, $2.15 billion taken in on that thing so far. Is that amazing? I mean, can you imagine that kind of dough?
Huge, huge, huge.
They cost them $200 million to make. So they're going to do more of them. They can spend more money to make them even better, or do you even have to?
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.